And welcome back. This is the second hour of The Story Behind the Story. My guest today is Mr. Don Thau, and I tell you, it's you're lighting up the phone lines, Don. People are very, like you said, they are very concerned about this most important topic. You know, because whether you like it or not, hey, I just celebrated my 50th this last September. A few more years, I'll be I'll be one of those Medicare baby boomers that are we going to be put out to pasture by some young whippersnapper? You know, that thinks he knows what's best. Euthanasia is a part of America's ideals. I say, not only no, but he double toothpicks no. Okay. We have waiting on the line, Don in Nevada. Don, we have just a short time in this segment before a break, but thanks for coming back on. Don, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. There's quite an array of things to discuss here, but I think the main thing is looking at the healthcare program, I think you can tie a lot of the stuff together. The original draft of Homeland Security was written at Georgetown University.
Bingo.
And Georgetown University is wholly owned and operated by the Jesuit order.
You got that right.
Also, looking at Obama, his inspiration comes from a man by the name of Saul Alinsky. And there's a book, Rules for Radicals, that Saul Alinsky made a statement in there that the organizer... I've got it on page 61. I tried to read it real quick. I know you've got other callers. The ego of the organizer is stronger and more monumental than the ego of a leader. The leader is driven by the desire for power, while the organizer is driven by the desire to create. The organizer is, in a true sense, reaching for the highest level for which man can reach, to create. Mm-hmm. To be a great creator, to play God. Now, the reason I bring this up is Rules for Radicals is on the bestsellers list, and Alinsky's teaching techniques influenced generations of community organizers, including church-based group hiring the young Barack Obama to work in the Chicago South Side. Alinsky impressed a young Hillary Clinton who was growing up in the Park Ridge area. So both of these people use Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, a Jewish man, and a Trotskyite. That's their idol, both of them. You see, and this goes back to Chicago. Now, where did both of these people come from? So there's huge tie-ins, not only with the Jesuit order, but with the Khazarian Jews, which are not real Jews, but so there. All of this is really tied together.
You bet. No doubt about
it's it. It's all tied together.
Yeah, the Jesuit order, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's no accident that the generals, the fighters of the Jesuit order, you know, they put on their skull caps and pray at the Wailing Wall just as much. What I'm saying is they're tied at the hip, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's, one other note that's noteworthy here. I'm trying to collect all these thoughts together and jetting them out real quick. But the Pope that was only around for 30 days, Pope John Paul I, I think his name was.
Yes,
At the time of his popeship, or whatever you want to call it, he wanted to audit the Vatican Bank. And the head of the Vatican Bank that time was a man who was brought in from Chicago Diocese, which was the richest Catholic diocese in the world. And the man who was in charge at that time was a man by the name of Cardinal, I think he was a Cardinal, Machinkus.
Yes.
And when the Pope said he wanted to audit the bank, now you can get this book called In God's Name, and it's all very well dated and footnoted and everything. In God's
Don, hold that thought. It's a good thought. We'll be right back after these messages with my guest, Don Thau. A lot of Don's on the line, but that's good. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabyte.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabyte and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartabyte is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, this is The Story Behind the Story. I'm your host, Dr. A. Truwad, with my special guest, Don Thau. And we have Don in Nevada. Are you still holding, Don?
Yes, I am, sir.
Well, yeah, go ahead and finish making your point, because it's I think it's a very valid and apropos.
Well, the point is, we've all got a piece of the puzzle here, and the more we dig into this from our own viewpoints and from bits and pieces of information that we've been able to gather over the years, we can all corroborate each other's position very effectively. But all of these people, whether we call them Catholics, whether we call them Jews, whether we call them whatever, there's been a long-range agenda, if you will, of the way that the power brokers have wanted things to go. And they have found, in my opinion, over the ages, that the most effective way to control the little people, us, is through religion. And all roads seem to tie to that.
Can I say something about Saul Alinsky?
Yes, sir.
Look, he's been an enemy of LaRouche going back many, many years, because when LaRouche is trying to organize, and we've been trying to organize the population as a whole, you found that the local control, the people who say, you know, this group, the blacks, the Puerto Ricans, this neighborhood, this, you know, the way Alinsky works is that it works to divide people up.
Absolutely.
And turn them against each other.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. And that's what Alinsky's books are like the Bible of how to divide people up so that we can rule them. And we found, going back in New York, that it was Alinsky's groups who tried to, you know, when the New York teachers went on strike because they wanted smaller class sizes, they wanted better pay, that it was Alinsky's operation that, that organized, you know, against the teachers to destroy this, their strike, which is, which would destroy education. And you look at Obama, where Obama comes from, he, as you pointed out, he comes out of those networks, right?
Right.
The guy, if the guy, I mean, you ask yourself, why did he fly to Copenhagen to take this, get this medal, which he, or this award, which he, which, to get the, actually, I'm sorry, to get the Olympics, in Chicago, and then when he got there, found out that he's already, they were, he already lost it. It's because of his wife and her friends had heavily invested in real estate around the Olympic area. They were going to profit greatly by having the Olympics come to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So they got the president, they kicked him in the rear end, and said, get over there to Copenhagen so we can get it, so we can make some money.
His wife is a whole other story that we don't have time to discuss here, but that, I mean, it raises chills on my back as well.
Yes, indeed. Well, Don, thank you so much for your call and for your insight. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we need to kind of stay focused, however, on the show's topic. I think euthanasia is it a eugenics program in disguise. I see, just like Catherine Austin Fitz has declared. I was saying back 6-7 months ago, Don, that I see this pandemic flu virus, which is manufactured in a laboratory, designed after the 1918 killer flu virus, okay, as primarily, number one, a method of planned and systemic eugenics and mass deaths. And I have never backed off from that. I was just so amazed to see Catherine Austin Fitz say the exact same thing based on her inside information from the Bush administration, Poppy Bush, Bush 1. And, you know, everything she says, I know is accurate. She's validating it. You see, there seems to be a movement among these elitists to whittle down the Earth's population to a much more sustainable 1 billion or even less population, down from 6.5 billion today. Now, the question, ladies and gentlemen, we mentioned this before. We have Kissinger's Strategic Security Memorandum -200. You can download that. You can see all kinds of evidence that Zbigniew Brzezinski as well as Henry Kissinger are behind that. And make no mistake, those two are there, you know, are yet today giving all of the policy, foreign and domestic policy guidelines to our usurper-in-chief Obama at this point right now. So it's just a revisitation of that agenda, in my opinion. Now you have the global warming hoax, which is this carbon cap and trade insanity, basically coming and said, we have to eliminate people to save the planet, to save Mother Earth. And so you see this eugenics program, as Mr. Chetkin so well verbalized in that hearing, actually coming to fruition. So it's like a perfect storm being created, in my opinion, Don. I see it. It seems to be not related and disjointed, but in reality, to me, it's a finely tuned machine that's just being revved up.
Yeah, it's absolutely related, because if we go with this cap and trade green revolution, right? You're looking at, how can you sustain a population, which is right now 6.7 billion people, how could we sustain it using solar mirrors and windmills? You can't. You'd have to eliminate billions of people. A few nuclear power plants are equal to about hundreds of square miles, or thousands actually, of solar mirrors, right? You'd have to virtually cover the Earth in solar. We're talking about heating up the Earth, right? Yeah, and windmills. I mean, one windmill takes up about equal to a nuclear power plant. You'd have to have like 300 or 400 windmills to actually come close to the energy of a nuclear power plant. So you couldn't sustain a population. You'd have to kill people off, and that's the plan of this green revolution, to kill people. And that's their plan. And it comes out of Kissinger, of Brzezinski. These people are all put in there to, as they've now put in, you know, they put in Obama, they put in these advisors, like Ezekiel Emanuel, like Eitner. Look, we are in a collapse right now. So the question is, how do you turn it around?
Yes.
You have to set up a new financial system. You have to
eliminate
the president. The present financial system is dead. And we just cancel these outstanding debts, and you go to rebuilding the physical economy of the United States. You create blue-collar jobs, you know, the jobs where people would produce more than they consume. Right now, people consume more than they produce. That's all these white-collar jobs that people have. So you can't sustain a population without having an industrial infrastructure. I mean, look at our bridges, our roads. Look at, you know, how many bridges are going to collapse more, you know. They just had, I think, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, one of the locks on one of the dams on the Ohio River, a 250-ton lock door, just fell off its hinges, just plunged into the river. It totally bottled up the Ohio into the Mississippi lock system, and backed up key freight for weeks. So that was repaired. I mean, that's the state of the country right now. Just a collapsing of our infrastructure, a collapsing of our. I mean, you have in Kentucky, to give you an example of how desperate people are. There was just General Electric advertised they had 95 jobs opening up in a new plant. 95 jobs in Kentucky. 10,000 people showed up for those jobs. And on top of that, we have Wichita, Kansas, which is a center for aircraft, jet production, especially the smaller jets. They're just one of the major companies there just laid off 10,000 workers. And these are the skilled workers. We're in the process of losing the skilled labor force of the United States. And we lose that, then we become a third world country. Then we exist on importing cheaply, and if we can't import, what do we do? I mean,
well, that's exactly the words of Barack Obama. I want to come back from the break. I'm going to play you a clip of Obama's speech to the United Nations General Assembly, ladies and gentlemen. He basically announced that we need to repay the debt, the energy debt, that we've been consuming so much. We're in such debt to the world. We need to transfer wealth, transfer payments, transfer everything to these third world countries and be on a par with them, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't think this is happening, if you think my guest is a little bit Chicken Little, well, he's not. He's absolutely telling you the truth. The infrastructure is falling apart around us, and many people just refuse to believe it, refuse to accept it for some reason. Maybe they're just still tied to their Oprah Winfrey shows. I don't know. We'll be right back with my special guest, Don Thau. This is my the topic. We'll get to the nitty-gritty when we get right back, I promise you. This is the Story Behind the Story. Don't go away.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the story behind the story. I'm your host, Dr. A. Truat, with my special guest, Don Thau. Don, again, thank you so much for filling in so admirably. And last minute, a minute man, I sure appreciate that. Don, we talked at the first part of the show, in the first hour, about President Obama. I don't know why I keep saying that. I shouldn't say that. Usurper in Chief Obama's declaration last Friday that this pandemic flu is a national emergency, and he actually signed a document to that effect. Now, from my viewpoint and the viewpoint of my colleagues around the country, that it basically that document empowers FEMA and DHS to new police powers, new authority to force vaccinations if need be, if they so desire, okay, and even to quarantine those that refuse to take the vaccine. But you had an interesting take on it when I talked to you before the show. You see it from a different viewpoint. What do you think the rationale of that is, of signing this national emergency now?
Well, our people, I guess we'll put out a fuller report. They're working on it right now. But under a national emergency, the hospitals, which would normally, if somebody's sick and comes into an emergency room, they would take them, right? Well, under a national emergency, they can pick and choose who they'll let in. And And what we see that was going on is what, you know, what Ezekiel Emanuel has written about is that if you're over 65 or even under 14, then these are the age groups which is not worth spending money on health. Because if you're young, well, according to Emanuel, you haven't, there hasn't been much investment in you yet, so therefore, why keep you alive? Whereas, and if you're old, over 65, well, you can't do much anymore. So under the emergency decrees, those age groups are probably not going to be let into the hospitals. I mean, this is what we're looking at right now, and we'll be reporting on this more. Because this is, I mean, look, which I didn't go through, but the model is really what they've done under the National Institute for Clinical Excellence, NICE, they call it, in Great Britain, which is under NICE, the hospitals, well, 16% of the people in hospitals die from euthanasia. They have what's called the Liverpool pathway, which is a five-step pathway of how you're evaluated and treated when you enter the hospitals in England. And what they look at is a group will evaluate whether are you really going to make it or not. If it looks like, according to these group of experts, that you won't make it, you're put on the Liverpool pathway, which is a five-step process, which begins with heavy sedation up to the last is that they withdraw food and liquids, and you're done, and then you die. It's the fifth step in this procedure is they actually cover up or rewrite the reason that the person died, that they didn't die from deliberate euthanasia. They died because, quote, natural reasons, right?
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
gone. That's, and 16% of the population die in England because of that. That's Obama's model. That's what this whole, that's the Obama Medicare plan, plan. That's his
plan. My goodness, yes.
You know, that's his plan. So, and this is why we put that little Nazi mustache on him, because it's modeled on, you're looking at the foot in the door to straight Nazi policies. And once again, you should call 1-800-929-7566. That's 1-800-929-7566. And get this pamphlet, because we're at the beginning. This is in the 1930s, when Hitler came in the early 1930s, the Nazis were killing people, but the German population really didn't believe it. You could say in the news, right?
Right, exactly.
But by 1939, Hitler, when he declared the law at Jugend IV, that lives unworthy to be lived. Well, we haven't declared a law yet that says if you're over 65 or if you're under 14, and if you get sick, you're not going to be treated. You're going to die. We haven't done that yet. But do you want to wait for that? Because
exactly.
If people don't actually wake up to the fact that we got to move on this now, then
yes,
we're going
indeed.
To be facing that right now, because economic conditions are such that either these banks continue to loot with their, you know, they've already gotten $23.5 trillion of bailouts. Well, they're not going to pay for your sons and daughters' health care or for your mothers and grandmothers' health care.
That's right.
But those banks need the money, you know?
We got to take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be right back at these messages with a caller. Carmen from Florida has been waiting. We'll be right back. With a caller, this is the story behind the story.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Story Behind the Story. I'm your host, Dr. H. Ruat. Don, you know, that's you're absolutely right. I got to tell you, this model of this national health policy, I mean to tell you, there's just too many things where people are being left out of the left in the cold. I got to tell you what happened to me. On Saturday, my wife was in a pretty serious car accident this summer, so we were going back to a clinic to have her checked and do some work on her spine a little bit. And there in the waiting room, in the wellness section of the waiting room, there was a senior citizen. I think she was well in her 70s. She was sobbing into her phone with, I guess she was talking to her daughter. I overheard the conversation. I couldn't help it, but she was saying, "Yeah, I need to get this the H1N1 vaccine, but they turned me away at the clinics. I'm too old. They said it's only for ages 2 to 49." And she was really railing and just wringing her hands that she was so convinced this vaccine must be given to her because she has some other health problems. I just wanted to shake her and say, "Ma'am, it's the best thing that could happen to you. Don't get the other intramuscular." But that, you know, there's no reason, in my opinion, why this intranasal vaccine should be, you know, withheld from people 2 to 49. I mean, there's no reason for it. But it's not a good thing anyway. But here's this senior just all shook up because she was being ostracized and couldn't get the vaccine.
But this is, I mean, look, we're looking at a time where if you're old, you're useless. You're a useless eater, right? And this is, I mean, you have to ask yourself, why did Obama blatantly cut cost of living, Social Security increases from the Social Security? And you didn't hear much peep out of it from the press and such, right? But that's what that means for a lot of old people is they're not going to be able to eat. I mean, this guy is doing this stuff, and this is we have to have a revolt in this country, but it can't be one of, you know, take to the streets, right? We have to have an educated population right now. These guys are puppets. We don't have to put up with a collapse of our healthcare, with a collapse of our cities, with a collapse of our agriculture. I just saw the Capitalism, a Love Story by Michael Moore. And, you look at Detroit, right? You look at the factory. You look at Flint, Michigan. He showed, you know, just bare, deserted, land where factories, where used to be a thrive. People used to work together. They used to produce together. And now it's a desolated desert. And where are those people? And we're right now in terms of this. I brought up Wichita, Kansas, right, which is a center of machine tool production, and developing of aircraft. There's been 10,000 layoffs just in the last week. We lose workers like that, skilled workers, who we lose the country. You're talking about, we've already moved our plants, you know, all over the world looking for the cheapest labor, globalization, right? We don't produce food anymore. Everything is done through middlemen, right? You can't, 80% of our production, our farm production, our industrial production should be produced here for the consumption of people in this country.
It's still the richest land in this world. Yeah, it's happening. Don, we got Carmen in Florida waiting on the line. Carmen, thanks for your patience. I know you've been waiting a while. Carmen, thanks so much for calling in. Your comments or questions?
Certainly. Don made a great segue. I wasn't even going to bring this up, but he said we should be growing our own food. Tuesday of last week in the state of Florida and three other Gulf states, arbitrarily and without notice, the federal government under the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration closed amberjack fishing in the state of Florida and three other Gulf states. Already they have closed off red snapper fishing and grouper fishing in the middle of a Destin rodeo in northwest Florida with 11 days left, people having flown in from all over the country in hotels, using restaurants, contributing to the economy, probably a $15 million impact to us based on 1991 data, would not back down, putting at risk an industry of charter fishing industry, economy of a town, economy of the whole state and the three other states. This is what we're looking at here. And our former EPA head, who is now the global czar for global warming up there, Carol Bruner, again, she says that rich countries must shrink their economies and address climate change and reduce consumption and commit to binding and punitive limits. And pretty soon we won't have anything. But I wanted to get that information out, Dr. Ott, as to what happened in the state of Florida last Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, since we talked about that, Carmen, I made a few phone calls, and the state fisheries are I'm talking Louisiana as well as Florida. They're projecting that the fishery season, the fish movements are at near record all-time high. So there's no rationale for these
Absolutely.
For these meds.
And now we get news that they're getting the FDA is going to attack the oyster industry as well and pretty much decimate the oyster industry. But I wanted to commend Don's group, the fact that I know what I do about the story behind what's really behind the health care bill is because of the research that they've done. And I wanted to know if you had any idea when you will have their historian, Mr. Anton Chatkin, on, because he gave an unflappable performance when he challenged Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel in that hearing. And he has so much information that your listeners have got to hear about who is in our country, who is implementing the same program that they created in Great Britain, and who is doing it here, and what is happening behind the scenes.
Well, I think that's totally up to Don. Don did get a hold of Anton, and he was traveling.
And he was somewhere traveling.
On that document that they're going to order from LaRouche Pack on page 15 talks about what Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, he's partnered up with Margaret Pabst Batten, and they've written articles like, so well researched, LaRouche Pack did a great job on this pamphlet. What are the potential cost savings from legalizing physician-assisted suicide? All of these papers that they write are all based on financial cost savings. This is nothing about humanity.
Yep. Incredible.
Yeah. People should call the 800 number to get that, by the way, 1-800-929-7566. I mean,
it will water their eyes.
In fact, we want to get it out to everywhere. I mean, we'll send you multiple copies.
Water their eyes. They need to give it to their friends, their neighbors, and especially their families once they understand what is at stake here.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carmen. You're an absolute hero to many, many Americans, and I salute you in your work as well.
Doctor, people should on our website, LaRouchePack.com, is a video of that interrogation, or you could say, of Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel by Anton Chatkin. It's about 8 minutes of just totally exposing this guy what he is. This is a Nazi. And then it also jumps to a few minutes later, Emanuel comments. They said, well, since my reputation has been impugned, I have never, I've always been against euthanasia, right? And
right.
then you hear Anton Chatkin from the background saying, well, what about all the papers you're writing about? And, of course, they wouldn't let Anton on anymore. They gave him, I think they probably made a mistake letting him on at all, but it's on the website. It's quite something. And certainly we should set up to have Anton. I'll talk to you, off the air. And
yes, absolutely. Let's shoot for
it. Look, I wanted to thank you for letting me on. I'm going to run off. But thank you very much, and thank your audience. And I hope we'll be in touch, okay?
Well, yes, Don, we've got... We've got things that are happening in this country it's reaching a crescendo. And yes, indeed, I hate to say revolution, but hopefully it'll be a peaceful one with people just saying, we frankly will not stand for this. Let's make the changes while we still can. What's your comments on Lord Monckton from Great Britain and his recent stand on the global warming?
Well, we actually have talked to Lord Monckton. His work on the fraud of this global warming has been correct. I mean, it's just the whole thing of global warming, and we put out a whole pamphlet on Gore's whole operation to show that it is a fraud. There is no global warming.
Of course.
And it's not related. I mean, plant life love carbon dioxide.
that's absolutely true.
No, I mean, it's very hard to grow anything if we're going to have no carbon dioxide, right? I mean, it's and yet you have this little molecule called, in the plants, which chlorophyll, which converts this carbon dioxide to plant life. And we've done the work to show that it's has nothing to do with the growth of carbon dioxide. Gore's figures are just a total lie. This whole it's just a fraud. So the whole, and you know, the green energy, the windmills, what we have to do is develop. You could say, well, after, you know, wood, we should have stuck with wood, right? We never should have gone to coal. But we, mankind's history is that we look for more, higher rates of energy flux density, higher rates of heat concentrated per area, right? We went to coal, then we went to oil. And then we went to nuclear, and we'll go to fusion, and then they're probably matter, antimatter. We should be colonizing the moon, and then colonize and build cities on Mars, and we should go to other solar systems. So we can do that. Our publications have shown. We've talked to scientists about developing a fusion rockets, because mm-hmm. you can't get to Mars and be in any shape using chemical rockets, because it would take a year probably more to get to Mars. So, and under weightless conditions, for a year you'd come out just like a jelly blob.
Yeah.
So we have to develop fusion energy and fusion rockets. So mankind's history is one of constantly creating new ideas, developing new forms of energy, and that's how we've gone to 6.7 billion people from just 100 years ago. I mean, how many people were there around? Millions. So this is the future of, it's what makes us human, to develop new ideas. And what this whole green movement is about is that, okay, we're just animals, you know, and we don't have any ideas. And Monckton represents a grouping in Great Britain who clearly is, in this case, they're the opposition to Prince Philip and his World Wildlife Fund, which says, no, we should act like the animals, right?
Right. You know, and it's you're right. I had the opportunity back about a decade ago. Actually been more like 15 years ago in the 90s. I met a gentleman up in a place in Montana. I was invited up to this dinner. He happened to be a German of German nationality and was very proud of his close association with Dr. Henry Kissinger. It was a meeting of pseudoscientists. That's what I classify myself as, but you know, he was so intent in converting me to the concept of limiting the population of the world. And you know, he listening to his spiel, I got to tell you, it made some sense logically, but then it I had to think about it overnight and meditate on it, where he said, "Look, if it wasn't for the famines, the pestilence, the wars, the disasters, think of even if we didn't have even World War I or the Civil War, look what the population of this country would be. We would have so much less resources. We wouldn't be able to even drive on a freeway. We wouldn't have anything that would bring us pleasure." That's his mentality. But then as I meditated on it overnight, and I thought, is it a selfish reason? I don't want to have everybody, crowding me out. It's selfishness, right? It it came to me in a quiet moment of thought process, just what you elucidated, as the human experience expands, so does creativity, so does technology, so does exploration of other venues, the seafloor, the seabed, other planets. You got it. There's plenty of room in this globe, this third rock from the sun, for everybody. And there's no need to be selfish. And I'm telling you, this is what this comes down to me as, Don. It's a group of ultra haves that want to keep their haves selfish to exclude other people from any and all enjoyment that they've experienced. And that's, to me, is what this is all about. It's the ultimate greed and selfishness.
Yeah, it's the idea that people are slaves. Some people are slaves and other people are the rulers. And you're talking about the rulers want to keep people slaves and keep people stupid.
We'll be right back with the final segment after these messages.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
And welcome back. This is the story behind the story, and my guest today has been the one, the only Minuteman of Minuteman, Don Thau. Don, thank you so much. You did a fantastic, fantastic job. And I got to just tell, and we have just a short 5-minute segment to close out. What we need, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, you know, are statesmen and women that can come forward and with vision and understand what's really happening. And unify people. It's because it really is about unity. Unions must be preserved, not dividing and conquer, as we've talked about today. Unify to preserve this great nation, because it's under attack like never before. Don, in closing, I'd just like to again echo the words of what Lord Monckton said in his speech, and it quoted Longfellow, and it's so apropos to what we're talking about here. He's talking about the ship of state, this union, this great union of 50 independent states, yet they're united together for one common good, and that is commerce, ladies and gentlemen, to unite, to put people to work, to provide a standard of living, to have food on the table, to have a table, to have a home. That's a basic human rights, and you know what? Those are being attacked. And what the poet Longfellow said it best, and I just want to give this quote and then let Don comment. Monckton quoted Longfellow, who said, "Sail on, O ship of state, and sail on, O union strong and great. Humanity with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate." And of course, thy fate being the ship of state, the statesman, and the union itself. Absolutely, absolutely true. The union in those days was fighting against a dark darkness, a dark mass called Nazism, called the German Third Reich. Ladies and gentlemen, it's being reborn in America today. Get the brochure we talked about. Call the number 1-800-929-7566. Get the pamphlet. Get multiple pamphlets. Get the hundreds of pamphlets. Spread this out. Let's get the unity back. Let's get union preserved. Your comments, Don?
Well, 3 years ago, LaRouche proposed the Homeowners and Bank Protection Act, which would freeze home foreclosures and let people work out some reasonable payments to keep them in their homes. You now have 7 million people slated to be foreclosed on and thrown out of their homes. The banks are not going through that because they're rightly concerned that if they throw all these people out of their homes, the housing prices are going to collapse. But we're facing right now, you know, people are, you have 10 cities, you have some cities like San Francisco, which actually have setting up 10 cities, and they're putting up portal potties, you know, to let people live. Just out right here, I'm in Leesburg, Virginia. You walk through the forest, you find people in tents, just living in the forest. Now, is this America? I mean, what country are we living in? We should be able. We have the technology, we have the industry, we have the skilled workers. Let's put them to work and produce and get out of this mess we're in. And I would urge people, and thank you for in getting this pamphlet, so we should restore our health care. Used to have half hospitals in the country. Right now, if there's a pandemic, we don't have the hospital beds to deal with it, because we used to have something like 500 hospital beds for every one person. I think it's now down to like 250 hospital beds. So we're dealing with a collapse of our infrastructure of the country. And I want to thank you very much for letting me on, and we could set up for future guests. And do call that number, 1-800-929-7566. Get this pamphlet. Get them out. Ask for more copies. We'll get them out so we can get them. You can distribute to your friends and neighbors, and we can change things.
Thanks again, Don, my special guest. And this has been The Story Behind the Story. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time.
With recent international